This episode of Stepping Into the Light is brought to you by my wildly popular mediumship and angel intuitive certification course. It's happening soon, so stay tuned at the end of the broadcast to hear all of the amazing details and how you can get a free mentoring session with me. Now on to the podcast. Hello, beautiful. Welcome to Stepping Into the Light with Julia Treat. That's me, your host from juliatreat.com. Oh, boy. Well, guys, all I can say is anything built on a lie will be coming to the surface. Because none of these lies, these false foundations, can exist any longer. And so, as always, I share my own experiences in the hopes that it may help you on your own journey. I made a video for my Prosperity Queens a couple of days ago. And, you know, one of them had time off work and joined me for it. And I said, you know, I am a different person. I'm not the same. Something has happened within me, and I'm not going back. Like, I'm not going back to the old me. A third dimensional Julia played a role, and I am eternally grateful for her. All of the things that she went through to teach me, to show me, to help me expand and ascend. But she no longer exists. And I hope what I'm going to share today will make some sense. No matter what the case may be, we always must do the right thing. And in these trying times, which they can be, doing the right thing sometimes is not the most popular. So I'm going to share some things going on around me without divulging any, you know, people's names or anything like this. But I know someone, an elderly person, who recently went through a health shift and went into the hospital and then went into a, I say air quote, rehab, because sometimes I don't know about those rehabs, but anyway, she went to this rehab. And I learned that people in the family, some of the family members, had found out there was a massive amount of money in a safe in her home. Because they went in, they found, like, you know, the will, the power of attorney, all this stuff. And so they found all this money in a safe. Because I think sometimes, you know, those that who went through the depression, I understand that they're prepared for that, like if that was ever to happen again. And so I started realizing and seeing what money does to people, especially when there's massive amounts that no one knew about. It changes people. Now, this is not a talk about money is bad. Okay, money amplifies who you are. Let's just get that straight. That's what this lesson is about. I'm going to write this down so I remember to put this in the title. Money amplifies who you are. That's all. Money, abundance, prosperity, whatever you want to call it. I'm just about done writing myself this note. And so as I'm trying to help put things in place to help this elderly person get better and come home, and I'm not saying all of us weren't on that page, you know, that knew this person. Everybody's playing their role, doing their part. But, you know, learned that all of the money was taken out of the safe, and put into a, not an account in the bank, but a safety deposit box. No problem with that. Now, here's the thing. Number one, I'm a mandated reporter. So, because as a speech pathologist, I think everybody should be a mandated reporter. If you suspect something is fishy, you got to report it. It doesn't mean that you, you know whether or not something's happening, you have to step in to be the voice for the voiceless. Like, this is my entire life. So I learned about the money going into this safety deposit box and other things transpiring, you know, another house going up for sale that was owned by this person, and then somehow it's all going to get split up with different people. Like, there's just so much to this story that I'm not going to go into all the details. But when I heard a conversation, and yes, it was hearsay, but as a mandated reporter, it doesn't matter. If it's something I hear, hearsay, then I've got to, if it seems not right, I've got to do something. I've got to at least report it, and then it's out of my hands. It's not my job to go investigate it for, you know, that person. There are professionals and trained people that do that. And so when I heard that the plan was from two of the siblings, there were three siblings of this woman, three children of the woman who is in rehab. When I heard that two of them said, we're not going to touch any of this money as far as paying her bills, and daddy would want us to split this up between the three of us. And I heard that. I was told that, and that was my red flag. That is actually falls under exploitation of the elderly, stealing their money, even though for whatever reason they didn't think that was stealing. I immediately was like, that's her money. It was in her safe. They saved that their entire life. That is her nest egg. And now I just heard that y'all are going to be splitting it. No. So I had to make a call. I had to make a decision, first of all. Does this fall into, let me tell you, okay. I'm very close to this situation. Very close. That's all I'm going to say. And so I knew that what I was about to do. But when you take an oath as a mandated reporter, when I became a speech pathologist, we have to take this oath that we will report any suspicious anything, whether it's neglect, exploitation, anything with children, adults, I think we all should do that. We should all be mandated reporters. So many are just turning the other cheek, and it is driving me insane. I can't do it. I cannot do it. So when I heard that two of the siblings out of the three was ready to, well, I don't know, someday split it up, but it doesn't matter. That statement came out of their mouth. And then I knew that means the woman that owns all this money that saved it gets nothing. So I made the call. And I did take a few hours to do this because I really knew what I was, I mean, I thought I knew what I was stepping into. I knew this is going to be a big deal because you're literally saying their investigation needs to be done. So I made the call and, you know, here we go. Interesting how the universe puts things in place, right? Because the person that took the case was someone I know. It's amazing how I'm getting these God winks lately. Like, wow, I know a lot of people, even locally. So I called it. This person took the case. I gave him as much information as I knew. And that was it. So, you know, just kind of like tucking it away, just the way that happened, and then I'm going on with life. So yesterday? I'm trying to think. Yesterday or today? Well, I heard that they did go talk to the elderly woman to get her take on things. Now, she is of sound mind, right? So she is sound mind, and she can make decisions for herself. So they went to talk to her. I was not there. And, of course, she was very nervous, didn't want to get anyone in trouble. And, unfortunately, even if you hear that your children are going, you know, planning on taking all this money from you, you still, for some reason, don't want to ruffle any feathers. That's not my problem, okay? So as a mandated reporter, I have to report without any opinion. I mean, if it was even, I hate to say it, I mean, as a mandated reporter, I would even report my family member if that's what it was, because I took an oath. I don't have a choice on that. None of us should have a choice on that, by the way. You should just have to report anything and just let it go. So today, the agency, the Department of Aging, got a hold of the person who is in charge of everything, including, you know, moving the money out of the safe and in the one that made the statement that we're all going to split this up. And I, like I said, I'm close to this family. So this was a big deal. I got a knock on the door this afternoon, followed by several dingy-dongs, doorbell rings. And I looked out, and I saw her car. And I said, this is it. Oh, shit. They've called her. Because they have to do it. Every investigation, they have to call everyone involved, especially the one that's in charge of everything, power of attorney. So she stormed in my house. Started yelling a few things. I told her she's not going to talk to me that way in my house. Kind of kicked Macy and Gracie off to the side. I told her that's not going to work either, which then she went back outside. And proceeded to scream at me in the street. Disowning myself and anyone that has anything to do with this, any family member, not even to do with this. She's just disowning everyone, including her mother. And I tried to tell her your mother had nothing to do with this. She didn't even know that I did this. So it's not fair to blame her. And it didn't matter. Anything I said, it didn't matter. Because, you know, she said, I could go to jail. How could you do this? I could go to jail. And I said, well, did you do anything illegal? Did you do anything? And she said, no. And I said, well, you won't go to jail then. And I tried to tell her, the moment I had to report it was when I heard that she was going to split up her mother's money and her mother would get none of it. When I know this is a lifetime, a 90-year-old who has saved this money. I mean, I was like a, you know, mama bird flying in like, oh, no, you don't. I mean, this is her nest egg. And I'm not even related to this person. I have no gain from this, nothing. I was just doing the right thing. And that's what this is about. No matter what, we have to do the right thing. No matter what, who we're going to upset, who's going to get pissed off, if people are going to dislike us. You know, I'm not here for a popularity contest. I'm here to do the right thing. And so as I'm sitting here tonight, because I had to record my podcast because my podcast manager, Shan, is going out of town, which I'm happy to do. She let me know that in advance, and then all this happened, and I'm sitting here going, oh, I got to still record a podcast? And then I thought, I'm just going to get on and talk about what's happening. Because it may be something that comes up for you. Whether you're going through it now or you're going to in the near future, anything at all, where you have to make a decision that you have to do the right thing. Sometimes the right thing is just to walk away. Like, sometimes that's the right thing for you. That did enter my mind when all of this showed up in my lap. And I even called a friend who is an attorney, and I said, look, I just got to talk this out with you because, I mean, it's crazy that this is in my lap. And she said, but you got to do the right thing. And I said, I know it, you're right. So I did the right thing, and people got hurt, and they are hurt, and they're going to be hurt. I can't help that. What I can do is sleep good tonight, knowing that I did the right thing. I reported something that was not right. I saw someone who was going to be taken advantage of and left with nothing. Who worked their entire life for that. It's not right. I've heard from some of the people involved, and there's massive pain and anger and lots going on, and a lot directed towards the elderly woman, which I said that is unfair because she didn't even know. They don't care. They want nothing to do with her now. I said, it is me. I am the one that reported it. I am the one. It's all on me. They don't care. So I was sitting here, you know, thinking about the podcast and and old Julia and how she'd react. I'd probably be crying or something because I hurt a bunch of people. And that's not even a factor. It's not even in me right now to feel that way, which I was like, wow, you've changed so much. You're literally like this fierce force and you're doing the right thing and you don't give a fuck what anybody says. And that's the truth. So as I sat down to do my podcast, I pulled out my Kuan Yin Oracle cards. And these are the cards by Alana Fairchild. And just like every other time that I've said, you can't make this shit up, the card that came up was exactly what I needed to hear. We're shifting. We are shifting from the old. The old Julia would feel bad for reporting exploitation. Does that even make sense? Feel bad for hurting people. Feel bad for the person that said, why didn't you just come talk to me first before you reported it? And I said, because that's not my job as a mandated reporter. I have to report it. I don't go find out who's telling the truth. I report it. And they find out. It's not my job to do that. And so I'm going to read the card because I want to make sure. Well, first of all, I got to hear the rest of the message. I read like the first paragraph. I'm like, you can't make this shit up. I'm going to get on and do my podcast right now. These are a lot of people who have been very close to me. I'm not going to say good for me, okay? I'm going to say they've been close to me. And maybe this is just one way or the way the universe is going to make us all separate as we choose these timelines, because they are, as far as I can see, not on the timeline that I'm on whatsoever. And so when I pulled the cards out and I shuffled, I always just know when to stop. I just stop and I pull the card. If a card ever falls out, you know, that's definitely a card you want to look at. But here's the card that I stopped at and turned it over. And here we go. I'm just going to read it to you. Because hearing my situation and then listening to the message. It's number 13 in the deck. It's Hear the Yellow Tiger Mother. Sometimes we must be strong and hold true whilst all around us seems to be shifting and changing. The Yellow Tiger Mother, Kuan Yin, in her guardian role, is roaring her divine sound within you. She asks you to hear her, to remember that you are a powerful being of light, and even whilst you are in flow with universal forces, your strong roots help you be at peace with your truth, standing your ground whilst your light shines true. In our surrender to divine forces, there are times when we must be flexible and flow, and then there are times when the surrender is into holding strong and being true to our inner knowing. There are inner truths that we know are worthy of the effort to grow strong enough to honor them in our lives. These are the truths of kindness, compassion, the right of each individual being, I'm sorry, the right of every individual being to be spiritually free and loved, and even more. The Yellow Tiger Mother sounds her roaring note within you. She is a fierce, protective tigress, and yellow is her golden strength and wisdom. She urges you to listen for her sound within and trust yourself. You know when you need to stand your ground and not be swayed. Like I said, you can't make this up. You are more powerful, strong, and courageous than you may realize. Your strength is not stubbornness or resistance. It is holding firm of what you feel in your heart to be true, and in time, you will come to realize the wisdom of your courage. Your strength at this time is needed, like a protective shield, providing nurturing to a young plant. Your strength and refusal to be dissuaded from your truths help your dreams and higher path continue to manifest. Allow yourself to hear the Yellow Tiger Mother as she gifts you with power, strength, and knowing. Be brave and stay true to yourself, beloved. So we're going to go on. There's a part here that says, Hearing the Yellow Tiger Mother. If you cannot do this exercise physically, then you may like to visualize doing the exercise instead. Stand with your feet on the floor firmly grounded. Rock lightly on your feet, feeling where your four corners of your feet connect with the floor, and then bounce a little without lifting your feet fully off the ground. Really feel your connection and weight on the ground through your feet. Place your right hand on your solar plexus, just below your rib cage, and your left hand on your upper chest, and say aloud, "I am a courageous being of light. I am in alignment with universal forces and truth. It is my powerful ally. I do not need to force or defend. I simply remain steadfast in my truth now and always. Through my own free will, I hear the sound of the yellow tiger mother, Kuan Yin, emerging now." Here's a prayer of the yellow tiger mother. Kuan Yin, beloved yellow tiger mother, I need courage and strength now to be true to myself and to allow my own light to take root and grow, to nurture me with your strength of spirit, so that I may realize that I have your strength within me too. It is my strength, my courageous heart. Help me, beloved, now to realize my courage and have peace in my heart. I feel the roar of your courage and strength within me, and I realize that this is my own courage too. Thank you for helping me realize this, beloved tigress. I love you. So I had just read the first paragraph of that message, and I already knew she was talking with what I was going through right now. It's not easy. It's not easy to report someone that you are close to, that you love dearly, but that you know they are doing something wrong. We must do the right thing, no matter what, from this point forward. New Earth is about doing the right thing, always doing the right thing. So I'm just going to go kick back tonight. I may have a beer, a glass of wine, I don't know. But old Julia reared her head for a very short period of time this evening. For a few minutes, I felt bad. I felt guilty. I thought, look what you've created. What did you do? It lasted for, honestly, 5 seconds. I did the right thing, regardless of what anyone else thinks, regardless of what that elderly woman thinks, regardless of what her family members think. I did the right thing. Just keep doing the right thing. Stand up for the voiceless. Stand up for yourself. Shine your light, and know that even if things seem chaotic or people are throwing daggers or pissed off at you, you are shining so bright. The dark is resistant to the light, and that is why we must keep shining brighter and brighter every single day. I hope that what I shared tonight helps you on your journey. We are warriors, warriors of light. And we are doing the right thing. I love you, and I'll talk to you very soon. God bless. Join me for one of the most transformational weekends of your life. It's time for my next live mediumship and angel intuitive certification course. I only teach this twice per year, and it is seriously my favorite thing to teach. Students from past classes have all been able to do readings on the second day. Many joined the class who had experienced some supernatural things, but a larger number joined without ever having experienced a thing. Whatever your backstory, whether you are able to get stuff already or not, this course will blow you away. It is for everyone. God gave me a gift, the gift of helping others get connected, and I promise that it can be so much easier than you ever thought possible. Give me 2 days of your life, show up live both days, and get ready to experience miracles beyond your wildest dreams. Whether you're just curious, wish to receive clear messages, or dream of starting your own biz, this course will check all of the boxes. Oh, and the first 10 to jump in will receive a free mentoring session with me once the course is complete. The regular price for 1 hour mentoring session is normally $400, so don't you wait. Get in now and get your free session with me to help you soar like never before. So here are some of what you can expect from the course. Kiss your ego goodbye and allow your third eye to open easily and effortlessly. This is the first thing we will do, as it is the catalyst for your massive change. Learn the skill of automatic writing. You'll be able to ask questions and channel messages automatically. Whether using a pen or your laptop, you'll receive messages in a rapid-fire exchange of information. This is really so much easier than you think. You'll learn the art of remote viewing. This is the bomb. You'll be able to see something from a distance, receive information, and recall details. This is what I use to help clients clear their homes of evil energies. They are blown away when I'm able to describe what their home actually looks like. They are equally amazed when I'm able to tell where the dark energy resides, as it is always a space that made them feel uncomfortable. I will show you how to clear your own space and how to clear future clients' spaces as well. This is one of the most rewarding things ever. You'll learn how to connect with departed souls, guides, and angels. You'll learn how to navigate the higher realms, receive and discern the source of messages, whether departed loved ones, angels, or guides. We can do so much when we let go of our ego and just allow the messages to come. You'll learn how to turn it on and off. And believe me, this is so important. I'll show you how to harness your new abilities while living a normal life. I don't know where I'd be if I hadn't learned how to do this. You will receive ample practice time, because what I've learned over the years, that one of the most important pieces to becoming a gifted medium and angel intuitive is doing the practice work. On our second day together, you will have ample time to practice with your classmates. This will be one of the most fun-loving, nerve-wracking, and life-changing days of your life. You will learn to kick fear in the face, embrace your newfound abilities, and share your gifts with others. Believe me when I say that this day will change you forever. You will finally realize what you really are capable of. Before you say this isn't for me, I want to remind you of something in case you haven't read my book yet. I was a speech pathologist with a thriving private practice when this all opened up for me. I had no idea how to harness my abilities, let alone control them in any way. Thanks be to God for showing me how to do it all. I had no idea that this was my true calling. I am truly living the life of my dreams. If you're ready to tap into your God-given abilities, it's your birthright, you know, then I'm ready to lead the way. Join me for one of the most magical, amazing, and heart-opening weekends of your life. Take a leap into the unknown and let your spirit soar. Reserve your spot, as there's limited openings, and be sure to be one of the first 10 if you want a free mentoring session with me. I keep all of my classes small to allow me to focus on each of you and to give you ample time, energy, and attention. You will love every minute. This is my promise to you. The course is done via Zoom. The dates are December 4th and 5th. From 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There will be a lunch break and some short breaks to stretch your legs. Everything will be recorded so that you, number one, don't miss a thing, and number two, can watch the replay if you ever wish to. Get in using the link below this podcast or send an email to juliatreat444@gmail.com, and I'll send you the link to claim your spot. Remember, if you want to get a free session with me, regularly $400, Be one of the first 10 to jump in, and we'll get you booked. I can't wait to see your beautiful face. See you on the inside.